Time now for a Pure Michigan segment.
12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Seems like a dream to me now.
We say hello to Nick Nurbon. How you doing, Nick?
Good morning, and it's a beautiful morning in West Michigan.
Ah, it sure is. It sure is. Have you done any holiday decorating yet? Or your fiancé? Not you, has
well,
she?
I did bring in our Halloween decorations,
okay.
So that's step one.
Okay.
But we have not gotten involved in the Christmas lights or anything quite yet, but perhaps this weekend.
Well, you know, there's just a short amount of time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's going to be here before you know it. And so, you know, why don't we talk a little bit about supporting local businesses? Because I know you guys know all about that.
Well, this is something that we like to talk about every year as we head into the holiday season. We, of course, encourage supporting locally owned businesses across the state every day of the year. But as we're looking towards holiday shopping and perhaps holiday travel, it's a great time to look at supporting local businesses in the communities you live in and those that you visit. And, you know, I looked up some stats. We've used these stats over the years from the Michigan Retailers Association, and they did another study that was released this past summer about the amount of money spent. Michiganders spent an estimated $36.5 billion in out-of-state e-commerce purchases in 2023. And look, I get it. I use Amazon. I have an Amazon Prime account. And there's some times when you really need to get something and it's easy, it's quick, that's great. But there are other times when it's possible to go to a downtown shopping district or a neighborhood business in your area and make that purchase rather than an out-of-state e-commerce purchase. If Michiganders shifted just one out of every 10 out-of-state purchases to a local small business, we could add $1.5 billion to Michigan's economy and create 15,000 jobs, and that's a big impact.
Wow, that's huge. And I just think when you shop local, there's so many great stores here in Grand Haven and Holland and, you know, even in Grand Rapids and the little neighborhoods like Easttown. You always find something really unique that you're not going to find anyplace else, you know?
Well, that's the other thing, is you find things that are no one else is going to have. They might be locally handmade gifts and goods and all those kinds of things that are not available in those national or out-of-state or online operations. So, yes, you can discover unique things, but you can also connect with local people. I always share the story of when I was in college out-of-state and I came back. I was in Traverse City where my parents are from. I was downtown shopping for my mom at a local boutique, and as I handed the cashier my credit card, she says, "Oh, Nurbon, are you related to Doris Nurbon, who was my grandmother?" And it's those kinds of experiences that you're connecting with the community and you feel like, yes, I'm supporting someone. And it's the people often that you're supporting that are there with you directly. So it really is a great experience.
It sure is. And keep that in mind, too, on Black Friday, obviously, and Small Business Saturday. And after you, you know, visit a downtown shop, head to a local restaurant as well, because that counts, too.
Yeah, as you're headed, you know, we should think about Black Friday. It's become a big shopping holiday, although I think it's not quite what it was about 5 or 10 years ago, but it's still a very popular time to get that holiday shopping started. And there are a lot of local businesses that are offering specials, and they have open houses. They'll have hot cider and those kinds of things inside the store, and they have wine tastings, and they do other things to embrace the atmosphere and the festive season. So it's a great time to get downtown or to other local businesses and support them. But, yeah, Small Business Saturday has been growing in popularity in recent years because that's the Saturday after Thanksgiving, so right after Black Friday. And that's a great opportunity to proactively say, which small businesses can I support in my neighborhood, and maybe even help promote them on your own personal social media when you do so.
For sure. I love craft shows in holiday markets. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Well, here in Grand Rapids, where I live, the downtown holiday market transforms into the Chris Kindle Market beginning November 15th through December 23rd. And I love going to that. I can't wait to get back down there. I was just making plans yesterday to get down there and grab some coffee and do some shopping once that opens, you know, on the 15th, a week from this weekend. But I noticed in Grand Haven this weekend on Saturday, the 17th annual Holiday Craft and Artisan Market at Central Park Place opens up. And I think it's such a unique opportunity to discover the locally made arts, crafts, and gifts. And to your point, you can find something that no one else is going to have, and so truly distinctive gifts.
Yeah, I love that. And then, like you say, sometimes the person that made that gift is right there. So then you get a little history about how they came up with whatever it is you're buying. I love that. Holland has an outdoor holiday market, too, don't they?
Yeah, they do, beginning on November 23rd, so the weekend right before Thanksgiving. That'll get started. That'll be probably open over Thanksgiving as well. So in West Michigan, you've got a couple of choices there. And if you happen to come into Grand Rapids, which is obviously a wonderful place to come and discover some other holiday shopping opportunities and local businesses, then you can check out the downtown market. But also at michigan.org/support local, we've got all kinds of other ideas, because giving the gift of travel is another fun thing. And I think we should have another conversation about that as we get closer to the holidays, about giving the gift of travel. But just keep that in mind, too, that experiences, that there's a, some wonderful stats out there about like 75%, according to American Express study, of adults now over 25, they want to have experiences more than things. So let's talk about how we can give the gift of travel.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, it's funny you say that. My 26-year-old twins, we were shopping, and one of them pointed to some luggage and said, you know, Mom, luggage makes a really nice gift. So luggage makes a great, it does. It makes, you know, it's important to have really good luggage. Usually, like, you'll get a gift of luggage for, like, a graduation present or something. But imagine if that gift of luggage had a trip, or, you know, a one-day trip to do something, or a week-long trip. That would be awesome. I love it. I'm going to be off the week of between Christmas and New Year and head to the east side of the state and visit family. And heading to Detroit is going to be one of those things that are going to be on the top of my list. But I love that you can go to michigan.org/support local and find out how you can support local businesses. Maybe I'll see you shopping out and about with your lovely fiance. Who knows? But thanks for checking, and I appreciate it.